This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A former employee is suing Iowa Fertilizer Company, claiming sex discrimination, unequal pay, and sexual harassment at its plant in Lee County. Kimberly Moore's lawsuit says she started working for the company in July 2014. She says 1 month in, she was transferred to a higher-paying job in a different department, but did not see her pay or title change. Moore says she even had to take on additional duties after a male coworker was fired, again without a new job title or higher pay. She claims that she was told it was the result of a company-wide hiring freeze, which she disputes because other male employees were being promoted. Moore says in response to her complaints, a supervisor accused her of being insubordinate. She further claims that same supervisor made sexist and degrading comments about women and tried to make her look at photos of a naked woman. Moore says her repeated complaints and concerns were ignored by higher levels of management as well. Moore also says she stopped working for a couple of weeks due to an injury, and that when she returned, she was fired for not being what she described as a team player. Moore's lawsuit seeks compensation for multiple violations of state code and of Iowa Civil Rights Act. She has requested a jury trial. Iowa Fertilizer Company has yet to file its answer to the lawsuit in district court. The two sides have agreed to allow a wide range of personnel documents yet to be filed in this case to remain confidential. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.